Hey, it's me, Tyler. Bose open earbuds are stylish. The color, the way it looks almost like an earring, you know? So I feel like it could go with anything. My style is very fun. I feel like I always look like I'm on holiday. I just really like playing around with it and tying it to the music. So yeah, I really feel like the music I'm making right now feels like a holiday, so I want to look like it too. Check out Bose.com for more.
Oh, hi, this is Chelsea Handler from the Dear Chelsea podcast. This episode is brought to you by Opill, the first over-the-counter daily birth control pill available in the U.S. I love shedding light on what's important for women's healthcare, and one thing that makes healthcare easier is making birth control more convenient to access. Well, let me introduce Opill. Opill is a daily birth control pill that is FDA approved, full prescription strength, and estrogen free. Plus, there's no prescription needed. Finally, the days of needing a prescription for birth control are over, a sentence I very much enjoy saying. This is our moment to take control of our health and reproductive journeys because Opill is birth control in your control. Opill is available online and at most major retailers. Use code OPILLOTC. OPILLOTC for 25% off your first month of Opill at opill.com.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, every day is Veterans Day. Navy Federal serves more than 2 million veterans by providing the support they need to succeed financially. They offer members exclusive rates, discounts, and perks. 45% of their employees are directly tied to the military, so Navy Federal understands the needs of the veterans they serve.
That's right. And Navy Federal donates to not-for-profits focused on veterans like The Mission Continues and Rebuilding Together. And remember that active duty veterans and their families can join Navy Federal. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/veterans. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
How do we go about supporting government leaders when we may not want to vote for or support any of them? Do babies who die in the womb go to heaven? Are there only certain reasons in the Bible that are valid for divorce? Is IVF an option for Christian couples? I'm Pastor Mike Novotny, and these are just some of the topics I tackle in my new podcast, Taboo Questions with Pastor Mike Novotny. I answer questions for people just like you on essential topics that are not often discussed in church. To listen, just search Taboo Questions with Pastor Mike.
What's good? It's Colleen Witt, and Eating While Broke is back for Season 3, brought to you by the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. We're serving up some real stories and life lessons from people like Van Lathan, DC Youngfly, Bone Thugs and Harmony, and many more. They're sharing the dishes that got them through their struggles and the wisdom they gained along the way. We're cooking up something special, so tune in every Thursday. Listen to Eating While Broke on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, the show where America is the star and the American people. And to search for the Our American Stories podcast, go to the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. From 1945 to 1992, the United States conducted 1,054 nuclear tests as a part of the nuclear arms race with Soviet Russia. Many of these tests were conducted in Nevada, where soldiers were sent to be tested on by military scientists and upper brass trying to figure out the psychological and health effects brought on by the use of nuclear weapons. One of those soldiers was Toby Madrid. Here's listener Richard Munez, who worked with Toby, with the story of this atomic marine.
The only two people I know of that ever heard this story is myself and his son, J.R. As far as J.R. knows, he never told this story to anyone else. Toby was in the Marines. And in 1951 to 1957, out the Nevada Proving Grounds, it was a small camp. It was called Camp Desert Rock. And it was barracks and mess halls and things like that, but it had one mission, one purpose. It was to support military personnel while tests involving the atomic bomb were conducted. I remember Sheriff Toby DeMadrid, we were in his office. If you can call a broom closet with a light and a desk in it an office. He had a cup of coffee in his hands, and he had his feet up on the desk. I mean, it was a totally laid-back attitude. But I could see the tension in his jaw. The funny part about it was he wasn't looking at me, and he wasn't looking at JR. He was looking at the wall. I had this distinct impression that if he bothered to look at either one of us, we'd never hear the story. He said they stuck us out in the middle of nowhere. And if you've ever been out that section of Nevada, it's pretty much the middle of nowhere. And he went on to say that they told us we'd be part of an atomic bomb test. Now, the name of these tests that I looked up later on was called the Desert Rock Exercises. And this is what we call Desert Rock 4, Operation Tumbler Snapper. Well, he said they took them out there, and they were there for several days beforehand. The sheriff said they took them out there, had them dig trenches, they built defensive fortified positions, all that stuff. Now, the idea was they would be able to stand in these or squat in them, provide for some cover. And then he said, I remembered as we were digging, there were trucks carrying tanks and jeeps and things like that. Some of the vehicles were towing artillery pieces out there. And some of the Marines he was with went out with them. And they came back saying how they'd set up dummies that were in uniform, and some of them were standing up, some were lying down, that kind of stuff. Now, I went out to research a little bit more, and it seems to be that he was out there for what they called the shot dog nuclear test. And this happened on May 1st, 1952, and involved the dropping of what we call a Mark 7 bomb. Now, the Air Force was doing the drops, and they were using either B-50s or B-45s to do these. So he said the day of the test, they got them up, they had breakfast, and they took them out there to the site. And they got in their trenches, and that's what they were told to do. They were told to crouch below the rim of the trench, have their faces down, their eyes closed when the blast happened. Now, they would get plenty of warning beforehand that this was going to happen. You know, they'd give them a warning, the bomber was, they'd hear the bombers coming in, stuff like that, and they needed to be doing this. So he said along around 8:30 or so, they heard the aircraft coming in, and that's when the warning happened. So they climbed into the trenches, and they got the position they were told to get into. He said he was crouched down, he had his head down, his eyes closed. And even with this, all of a sudden he said there was light. He seriously felt that he had actually seen the blast of the bomb. Now, what he had witnessed here was the detonation of a 19-kiloton bomb. And it exploded about 1,000 meters above the ground. And then he went on to say that the light faded. But as it faded, there was thunder like he'd never heard before. And then there was wind. I mean, the wind just came up, and it was so intense it rocked him back against the back of his trench. And then the wind reversed directions, came back, and pushed him face forward into the front of the trench. And so then a few seconds later came the order to leave the trenches. So they climbed out, and as he put it, we've all seen movies of the mushroom cloud an atomic bomb generates. But he says, seeing that in real life, it was like, it just wasn't real. You know, you can't wrap your mind around something like this. And you sit there and look at it and say, something humans built generated this. And he said it was already towering up into the sky, and he compared it to something that was like a cloud that was boiling up from hell. And they told him to start walking forward, and they did. He went on to relate that as they moved along, he started seeing some of the things that had been set up a few days before. Like for one location, I remember seeing a Sherman tank. And he said it looked like the Sherman tank had been swatted aside by some giant's hand. And then he started encountering some of these dummies that had been set up. Some were almost burnt up entirely. Others were smoldering. So they kept walking. They got within about 3/4 of a mile of where the bomb had exploded, and they stopped them. They turned them around and marched them back out of there. And he said he remembered hearing somebody saying it was too hot to go much further. And well, that basically meant it was too radioactive. Then he marched them to a certain site. There they swept them off, hosed them off. And he said he was actually surprised by how much dust came off of him and his platoon. And rather than keep the uniform he'd been wearing, he wadded it up and threw it away. Like I said, that's the only time that we know of, that's myself and JR, that Toby actually ever talked about the day of the bomb. A lot of people wound up getting sick and dying because of exposure to fallout. Thing is, I don't think a lot of these people knew what they were headed for. They were at a pivotal moment in history, and they didn't realize it. I know the sheriff didn't.
And this is why we routinely celebrate our veterans on this show, because our soldiers serve in so many distinct and dangerous ways, and you just heard about one. The story of Toby Madrid, the Atomic Marine, here on Our American Stories. Folks, if you love the stories we tell about this great country, and especially the stories of America's rich past, know that all of our stories about American history, from war to innovation, culture, and faith, are brought to us by the great folks at Hillsdale College, a place where students study all the things that are beautiful in life and all the things that are good in life. And if you can't get to Hillsdale, Hillsdale will come to you with their free and terrific online courses. Go to hillsdale.edu to learn more.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY car fix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom, you realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need, and it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love.
Ever had questions for your pastor but felt awkward or embarrassed to ask them? Maybe questions about sex or politics or IVF or mental illness? There's a podcast for that. I'm Pastor Mike Novotny with Time of Grace Ministry, and in my new podcast, Taboo Questions with Pastor Mike Novotny, I answer questions from people just like you. I open up the Bible to give answers that point people back to the truth and especially to Jesus. To listen, just search Taboo Questions with Pastor Mike.
Hey, it's me, Tyler. Bose open earbuds are stylish. The color, the way it looks almost like an earring, you know? So I feel like it could go with anything. My style is very fun. I feel like I always look like I'm on holiday. I just really like playing around with it and tying it to the music. So yeah, I really feel like the music I'm making right now feels like a holiday, so I want to look like it too. Check out Bose.com for more.
Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino with no download required. You can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms.
Hate has been winning for too long. It's at an all-time high. And too many people are facing too much hate all over this country. To turn the tide, we have to stand together. As a united team, we can change the momentum. It's time to take a timeout against hate. Visit StandUpToAllHate.org to help. Join us in calling for a hashtag #TimeOutAgainstHate by following @WhatsUpWithHate or posting the blue square emoji.